So clearly, this is a very complex thing you're trying to tackle. Can you tell us actually about the education that you've had to go through to be able to get to the point where you can actually do the things you're trying to do now?
Sure. I actually love this question because I think that so many of us who are passionate about chemistry, for example, just don't really have an idea at a younger age, like our audience today, what it actually means to grow up and be a chemist and solve problems. So when you think of plastic waste, at least when I was in eighth grade, I didn't think of plastic waste as being a chemistry problem, right? That kind of just seemed like a garbage problem. and so, where Jake and I both went to grad school, we specialized in polymers, and that's when we learned what those were, and that all the plastic in the world is made from polymers, which, as much as plastic is becoming such a negative thing, they're remarkable materials that have significantly improved our quality of life. But then, through learning about polymers, I also subsequently learned that this plastic waste issue was such a big problem, and really there was a lot not being done to solve it at the time. And so, as I grew in my career and started learning more about polymers, that's when I started learning about how they can be broken back down. And that's what ultimately kind of helped me get a better understanding of, like, okay, well, why are we all just throwing plastic away? Isn't it valuable carbons? It's valuable chemistry. And so, as I learned more about polymers through grad school and then my previous job before this at a chemical company, that's what kind of got me thinking about using the same type of chemistry you use to make polymers and make new materials to break them back down and reuse them. And so it was kind of a longer journey to really understand how to do that. And that's what helped me meet all the amazing women and other people I work with that had these same ideas. And so it's novel. Like, most of the time people are like, why can't we just melt it and reform it? But we've had recycling like that for 20 years and it still isn't working, hence the reason we have so much plastic waste. So it's really given chemists this new opportunity to come onto, the innovation scene and the Silicon Valley world and be like, hey, we have a solution. Like, why don't you utilize the people's knowledge of chemistry to do this? So that's kind of what brought me into solving this problem and how I learned to solve it.